Hey everyone, Novalane here, your guide to kicking phone addiction to the curb and reclaiming your life. Ever feel like your phone controls you instead of the other way around? Like it's got a mind of its own, whispering sweet nothings about endless scrolling and the allure of that dopamine hit every time you get a notification. Yeah, I've been there. Deeply, painfully there. That's why I created this podcast to share my journey, the struggles, the triumphs, and most importantly, the strategies that helped me break free. Today, we're diving into my personal experience of phone addiction and how I clawed my way back to a healthy relationship with technology. You know that feeling when your phone buzzes and you can't help but grab it even if you are in the middle of something amazing? That's the grip of addiction, folks. It's insidious, sneaky, and before you know it, you're spending hours on end lost in a digital vortex. I was there for years, glued to my phone, constantly checking emails, social media, news feeds, even when I was supposed to be connecting with loved ones or enjoying a beautiful sunset. I'd catch myself staring blankly at my screen, wondering where the time went and feeling a deep sense of emptiness. It wasn't until I hit rock bottom missing important moments because I was too busy scrolling that I realized something had to change. Let me tell you, breaking free wasn't easy, but it was absolutely necessary. Here are 5 key takeaways from my journey that I want you to hold on to tight. 1. Awareness is the first step. You can't beat what you don't acknowledge. Start tracking your phone usage. There are tons of apps that do this for you, and trust me, seeing those numbers laid bare can be eye-opening. It's like staring into the mirror and realizing you need a little makeover, except in this case, it's your relationship with technology. 2. Find your why. Why do you want to break free from phone addiction? Is it to spend more quality time with loved ones? To be more present in your life? To rediscover hobbies you've neglected? Write down your reasons and keep them somewhere visible, a sticky note on your laptop, a reminder on your fridge. Every time you feel the urge to reach for your phone, look at those reasons and let them fuel your willpower. 3. Set realistic goals. Don't go cold turkey. That rarely works in the long run. Start with small, achievable goals like turning off notifications during meals or designating specific times for checking emails. Slowly but surely, you can build up to larger changes. Remember, Rome wasn't built in a day, and neither is a healthy relationship with technology. 4. Replace, don't just remove. Don't just delete apps, replace them with healthy alternatives. Download a meditation app, find a new book, pick up that old guitar you haven't touched in years. Give yourself something positive to focus on when the phone craving hits. 5. Celebrate your successes. Acknowledge every win, no matter how small. Did you resist checking social media for an entire hour? High five. Did you have a meaningful conversation with someone without your phone nearby? You rockstar. Celebrating your progress keeps you motivated and reminds you of how far you've come. Let me tell you about the time I went on a hike. Now, I love hiking, but I used to take my phone everywhere. It was like a security blanket, even though it made me miss out on the beauty around me. This particular hike, I decided to leave my phone in the car, terrifying thought at first. But as I walked along the trail, listening to the birds sing and feeling the sun warm my skin, something incredible happened. I felt truly present. Connected to nature, connected to myself. It was like stepping out of that digital cage and into a world of vibrant reality. So here's the deal. You can break free from phone addiction. It takes conscious effort, commitment, and self-compassion. Remember, you are not alone in this journey. We're all trying to navigate this crazy digital world, and it's okay to ask for help. Share your story with friends, join online communities, and never be afraid to reach out for support. Now, go forth and reclaim your life. Take those first steps, one at a time. And remember, every day is a fresh start. You got this. Until next time, keep it real, keep it connected, but most importantly, keep it balanced.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.